It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Then if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, good point. We were talking about Halloween candy. Some people wait till the last minute. I got a text that says, there is no candy in the stores on the 31st. But there actually is, because usually the day after Thanksgiving, there's tons of candy left over. Like they're still they're just trying to get rid of all the Halloween candy. So it just depends on where you go, though. But it's not all the best candy's gone, though. Like, you're going to end up with the stuff that the kids don't want.
Yeah, you get the Smarties and stuff like that that people don't want.
Yeah, or with the peanut butter things. They got the knockoff versions of candy. They're like, that's not even real candy.
Yeah. No, I know exactly.
They're not
Hershey's
even
gone. Reese's gone.
Yeah, the Reese's gone. Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was one of the things there. So, let's see here. Oh, top three stories. Let's get started with top three stories here for you. Of course, everything's about Hurricane Ian. We'll get into that in a second. Let me get to the other couple of stories. The Dow plunged again today, dropped another 400 points. It rose 500 points yesterday as a rebound. It was the first day in out of 7 days that it had a positive day. And we even said yesterday, guess we'll have to find out whether this is a trend or if this is just a one day, it's going to jump up today. And so sure enough, it looks like it was just a one day rebound. Now it's going back down again, hit a new 2022 low for the day today. Senate has approved stopgap spending bill. The House is expected to pass it tomorrow. This will keep the government open, so no government shutdown. And part of that bill too, they approved more spending to give to Ukraine, more Ukrainian aid. Okay, so, all right, we'll check that out. And then, of course, the big story, Hurricane Ian. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. There's a lot of damage. A lot of damage to a hurricane due to Hurricane Ian. You heard there in the WEAR news update that Hurricane Ian could be the most expensive storm in American history. That would not surprise me. The most expensive storm, by the way, was actually not a Florida storm. It was the one that hit Connecticut and New York area. And the reason why it's so expensive is because it hit Connecticut and New York area. There's so many buildings and so many houses and so many businesses and the infrastructure that was damaged and flooded. That's kind of like what's going on here. It hit an area and this is such a powerful storm. Remember yesterday I was saying it would not surprise me when this is, 6 months from now, that they would they made landfall at Category 4, but could go to Category 5. And this would be where I would think, okay, yeah, with this amount of damage, because part of the reason why they upgraded Hurricane Michael to Category 5 wasn't just because of wind strength and stuff, it was because of the amount of damage that was done. That was actually one of their factors to go, okay, this is a Category 5. And this one's definitely going to be like that. I'm looking at the pictures in the commercial breaks, the images, and it's just like, and it reminds me some of Hurricane Michael, where there was entire neighborhoods that were just gone. It reminds me some of Hurricane Ivan, which right after that happened, I actually lived in Texas at the time, but I came down here to visit family and see how they were doing. And Gulf Shores and Orange Beach were gone. Entire buildings were just decimated and completely gone. The debris on I-10 was next level. And I remember driving, because I drove from Texas all the way here, driving through Louisiana all the way to here in like Mississippi on I-10, no trees. It was like, where'd all the trees go? It was so bizarre. And that's what it looks like down in South Florida right now. So Gracie's family lives in Kissimmee, which is like, how many miles is that inland from the coast, do you think? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, we're like 2 hours from Tampa.
Yeah.
So a good bit from Fort Myers.
Right.
You know, 3.5 maybe.
Yeah. But the hurricane went diagonal
over Kissimmee. Up to Orlando. But yeah. I mean, it was tropical storm by the time it like went through them. So they didn't have any major damage besides like trees, lots of yard work, stuff like that. But the roads, you know, throughout Orlando are like completely flooded. So
how did they end up doing?
They did fine. Their house did fine, things like that. But they're still, I think the whole Osceola County is still on, you're not supposed to leave your house till 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
So they don't want people driving around, things like that.
Yeah, they're still trying to get the, because now they're trying to get the, like the power line company. Do they have power?
Yep, they have power.
Okay,
they
have
water, things like that. So
yeah, that's good then. The storm is now in the Atlantic officially and headed north towards South Carolina and North Carolina. And so, when you see some of the images going on out there of Hurricane Ian, it's just, and I guess one of the big ones too, you know, we just dealt with Three Mile Bridge being affected last year by the barges, and Sanibel Causeway has collapsed. And so what we just went through, they're going to be going through that next year for the next year and a half, 2 years.
And that's the only bridge there. There's not one on the other side. I saw that.
Oh, there isn't?
Yeah. Like, that's, like, the only...
To Sanibel Island?
Yeah.
They're going to ferry it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a choice. Look, we talked about doing a ferry here, if you remember. They talked about doing a ferry here, but when it came down to it, they were like, they couldn't get things figured out to get it done. And the reality of it is, they would have done a ferry if there was not another way to get off the island. But there was. You just go all the way to Garcon Point, or you go even further all the way down to Fort Walton Beach, and then you go up that way to get to I-10, and you could get off that way. Sanibel Island, there's no other. That's it. So they're going to have to come up with a ferry system or something like that in order to deal with that. It's just it's surprising to see this. I know a lot of people are wanting to, you know, help, but right now they're saying they're just trying to get these utility crews out there to try to get power turned on for a lot of the people. I was reading... they've still got 2 million Floridians without power. The death toll, by the way, is up to 13. I do want to point this out. Earlier this morning on Good Morning America, there was a sheriff from Lee County who estimated that the deaths would be in the hundreds. And almost immediately, Governor DeSantis came out and said, we can't be speculating on any unconfirmed deaths. And then President Biden came out and said, we're going to have a lot of deaths as well. Like a catastrophic number of deaths or something like that. I go with Governor DeSantis on this one. We can't be speculating on unconfirmed deaths because we just don't know. And also we're trying to, President Biden says we're going to have a substantial loss of life. And it could be the deadliest storm in Florida history. We don't know about that. And hopefully it's not. So right now it's too early to guess on that kind of stuff. And I don't want to guess on that. You know what I mean? So hopefully they've already mentioned they've rescued over 500 people between two counties. And that's what they're working on right now. Now they're working on rescue efforts and then cleanup and then power. And then after that, it's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks of cleanup, as we all know. We've been through it. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear here on I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on 9 Mile Road. Nothing really to slow you down or give you any delays. Seeing your typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 at Avalon Boulevard, but Avalon Boulevard north and southbound lanes north of the interstate is checking in clear, as well as throughout Garcon Point and down at Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pedestrian bridge on the Gulf Breeze side is almost complete. Highway 87 out of Navarre. Highway 87 Navarre. That's the one I was thinking of, not Fort Walton Beach. That's too far down to get off. So people went to Garcon Point, and then they went to Highway 987 out of Navarre. Yep, that's the one. All right. Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Oh, if you'd like a pair of tickets to go to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra on opening night, then it's going to be this Saturday at 7:30 at the Singer Theater downtown. They're going to have Paul Huang, the violinist. So if you like that pair of tickets, go ahead and text in right now. Tenor. I don't know. Just tenor. Sure. Okay. I don't know. Is it soprano, tenor? I don't know. Tenor. We'll do tenor. Text in 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You text that in. We'll select one of the people who've texted in the word tenor. And you could win the pair of tickets to go see Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Coming up a little bit later, we'll be giving away tickets to go see Florida State play Wake Forest this weekend at home. It looks like that game's still going to be on as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Well, good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Hey, coming up September 30th, join News Radio 92.3, The Taste of Gulf Breeze. An exciting competitive culinary adventure. Area restaurants and food and beverage providers will tempt you with culinary delights as you mingle with local businesses and organizations throughout the event. You will be the judge as you sample free appetizers, beverages, and desserts to determine the winner of the Golden Spatula Awards. General admission is from 6 to 9, VIP ticket holders from 5 to 6. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The Department of Homeland Security says search and rescue operations in Southwest Florida and damage assessment are at the top of their list. Earlier reports said there'd already been more than 500 people rescued in Lee and Charlotte counties after yesterday's hurricane.
We want to make sure that we are prioritizing life safety needs most responsibly and most effectively. And I will say we're not doing it alone.
That's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas there. He says he's prioritizing working on having the federal government collaborate with state and local leaders. And he says it's not a time for politics, but rather to focus on the well-being of those affected. Of course, there's still 2.7 million people without power. And Bobby, that's 25% of the state's total population, according to the Florida Disaster website. Thousands of linemen, of course, working to restore the power grid and infrastructure, damage on roads and two bridges that we've been talking about as well that have been destroyed. The State Department says an American citizen has been killed in an Iranian rocket attack in Iraq. Details about the victim's identity have not been released. In an earlier statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned Iran's use of ballistic missiles in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Phil Collins and two of his Genesis bandmates now selling music rights for the group and their individual projects to Concord Music Group. We've been seeing more and more of this lately. The company says the members of the band's early days, Peter Gabriel and Steve Hackett, are not involved in that deal, though. And apparently Google has some new features they're adding to their search engine. They say it's going to give users more of a sense of what's happening in a city or neighborhood. Users will be able to zoom into a neighborhood. I don't know if this is a feature on maps, perhaps, but they can get more of a feel for what the neighborhood or even a specific restaurant might be like. Apparently, it'll include visual stories and videos from people who visited and pop-up tips about things to do when you're there. So that might be something kind of neat.
Yeah, I've noticed that they're starting to, like Google particularly, has really been starting to ramp up their maps features and to be more useful for searches like that kind of thing. The zooming in stuff, I don't know if that's necessarily, I mean, I guess it can help sometimes too. You want to make sure you're going to the right business so you can zoom in on it or whatever and look at it. But I have been seeing more and more things like tips and other places like this, like recommendations, things like that. You know, Google, of course, still the number one search engine out there. But they are noticing people are looking at other things. They're searching in other ways for other things. Well, one of those ways is through maps. There's, instead of Googling what's restaurants near me, just as a random right. thing, they're going to the maps and they're just trying to find restaurants through the maps.
Well, and so apparently I'm looking up some more details on these new features. One of the things they're adding is you can search for restaurants by dish. So you could type in lasagna or whatever, and maybe it'll pop up every place with lasagna. So that's, I guess that's kind of a neat feature to have.
Yeah.
So you got that specific hankering.
Exactly. I think that's what they're doing is that more and more people are doing searches, even on Apple Maps. Apple, you know, people, instead of doing a search on Google or some other search engine, they're just going to the maps and doing searches that way. And so I think more and more they're going to make those maps more robust and more like that, like where you can be more specific about things to be able to find them. I mean, I've had those moments where I'm sitting here searching for on a map for something specific like that. Maybe not lasagna, but maybe there's a particular type of food I'm looking for. And instead of Googling it, I'm just hoping to just type it in the map and hoping the map shows me where it is. So I can see that as being beneficial. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways checking clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Not showing anything to slow you down on Blue Angel, Gulf Beach, or Lillian Highway. We do have our afternoon slowdowns on Pine Forest. That's going to be north of the interstate as you're approaching 9 Mile Road. We do have an accident on West Cervantes and North Pace Boulevard. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind if you're heading through that intersection. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, so Google is the number one search engine out there. The number one website people do. You know where the second most popular one is? Not being YouTube. YouTube has the second most searches after the Googles, which YouTube, by the way, is owned by Google. So they pretty much own the search market. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So let's see here. Coming up here next. Oh, I do actually have a COVID update I want to share with you. That comes up next.
On the other side of the street, I knew. To the girl that looked like you, I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I haven't heard about this, but yeah, I just saw it here. It says ADT and Google have partnered as well, have merged as well. Yeah, and I just pulled that up. Apparently, yeah, ADT and Google have, you know, Google already has their smart home system, so I'm sure it just made sense to work with ADT. Since they already had that smart home system. COVID update here for you. We actually had a little bit of an uptick over the past couple of weeks. New positivity has jumped up, and deaths went from about 30 to 62 in the state of Florida. So we had a little bit of an uptick, but not much. Not enough to, like, be, you know, really concerned about. But there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.